Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant. Say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Leo Cleary, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Hark Ye Carcass!
My, it's only 3 more days till Christmas. Better check my Christmas list again. 2 pairs of pajamas, 6 handkerchiefs, 6 shirts, 8 pairs of socks, 4 tablecloths, 2 suits of underwear. Wait, this is my laundry list here. Here's my Christmas list. 2 pair of pajamas for my nephew Dimitris. Oh, did I get him beautiful pajamas, all hand embroidered. Hmm? She walks in his sleep. I like him to look nice in case he meets anybody, you know. And for Opie Cates, I got some nice pajamas, too, made out of parachute silk. Good idea to make pajamas out of parachutes, you know. Then when you want to take off the pajamas, all you got to do is pull the string and you bail out. Now, for Martha Tilton, I got 6 pair of nylon stockings, but I made a big mistake. I put her initials on the outside of the box. I didn't realize, but Martha Tilton's initials is M.T., she looks at the box. See, it says M.T. She's liable to throw the whole thing away. Oh, here comes Martha now. Hello, Martha.
Hello, Parky.
Hey, got all your Christmas shopping done?
Oh, just about, Parky.
Yeah.
And will I be glad when Christmas is over?
Yeah.
All this worry about what to get this one and that one and afraid you might forget somebody and wrestling with all those Christmas crowds in the stores downtown.
Huh? Yeah, you're right, Martha, yes. But you know, it'd be a very important thing for all of us for to have a holiday like Christmas. You know, for 364 days out of the year, everybody's jumping at each other's throats. Christmas is the one day when people start to love each other. Nobody cares about the past or the future. On Christmas, all what everybody thinks about is the present. Don't that be so?
You're so right, Parker. I must confess that I'm a little bit anxious myself about the presents I'm going to get.
Oh, sure am I, Martha. I guess what everybody is in. You know, we all like to make believe what presents is done means nothing to us, you know, but it really does. Yeah. I remember years ago, I had a very dear friend. Every Christmas, he used to give me a present. One year, he says to me, Parky, don't God for to give me no present this year. A present is done be no test of our friendship. So I didn't give him nothing that year.
You didn't?
No, and that was the end of our friendship. Oh, here's Opie. Hello, Opie.
Hi, Parky.
Hi.
Hello, Martha. Say, I sure will be glad when Christmas is over. You know, it's impossible to buy a ball of string any place.
So you can't buy a ball of string?
No, and I need it for my Christmas present.
Well, Opie, I can give you some string to tie your Christmas present.
Yes. Tie my Christmas present? The string is my Christmas present. I'm giving every one of the boys in my orchestra a ball of string for Christmas.
Well, that's a very nice gift. Yeah, I bet nobody could have thought of that but you.
Yeah, you know, it's a hard thing for me to find anything to give every one of them boys and still keep Christmas a standoff.
Oh, what do you mean, keep Christmas a standoff, Opie?
Well, you see, my 24 musicians, they get together and they take up a collection, and then they got me a tie that cost about $2.
Oh, and you mean what, you couldn't give them anything but cost more than $2 on all of them, huh?
Well, sure, I don't want to lose no money on this deal.
You know, Opie, it's a good thing what they didn't give you something that cost a nickel. Then you'd have to get him 1 bottle of soda pop with 24 straws. Well, there's the phone, I guess.
I'll answer it, Parky.
Yes.
Hello, Parky's restaurant. Yes, Parky's here. Who's calling, please? Frank Elliott?
Frank Elliott? Well, for heaven's sake, how are you, Frank?
Wait a minute. You're not on the phone yet, Parky.
Oh, pardon you. I'm so excited. Give me the phone. Frank, hello, Frank. How are you? Where are you, in Glendale? When are you coming to California? I mean, what are you doing in town, Frank? You say what you just want for to spend Christmas with me. Oh, this is be a wonderful surprise. Boy, well, I'm be glad for to see you. Okay, Frank, come on over here. Yeah, still at the same place. I'll be waiting for you. Goodbye, Frank. Oh, my, don't that be wonderful, Martha? Good old Frank Elliott is coming just for to spend Christmas with me.
Well, who's Frank Elliott, Parky?
Oh, he was the man who used for to be my partner. I started this business with him 19 years ago. Then he's left me for to go in the donut-making business for himself. Oh, my, I hear what he's made a couple $1 million in that business.
Well, gosh, he'd have to sell a lot of donuts to make a couple of $1 million.
Oh, he sells donuts all over the world, Martha. I hear what he sells, over $100 million every year to South America alone.
Well, what in the world would South America be doing with 100 million donuts?
Oh, they got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Frank Elliott is arriving today for to spend Christmas with me. You know something? That is the best Christmas present what nobody could give me. Just for to be able to spend Christmas with an old friend.
Yes, that is nice, Parky.
Say, I'm going for to make him the best Christmas dinner what he never had. What could I make for him? Hi, November. He is used for to love fresh strawberries. That's what I'll make him my famous strawberry surprise.
Strawberry surprise?
Yes.
Well, what's the surprise?
I don't use strawberries. That's awful hard to get fresh strawberries now. Oh, my, I couldn't get over that. Frank Elliott, the millionaire donut king, is going for to spend Christmas with me. Poor Parky Akakis.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. For good old Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Cigarette business. Seems that if you want someone to smoke the brand you make, you've got to buy yourself a little laboratory and make all kinds of cigarette tests and whip up a terrific hoopla about medical claims and throat irritation. Well, look, folks, we're not going into a frenzy about that sort of thing. We're tobacco men, not medicine men. And when we urge you to smoke Old Gold cigarettes, we simply ask you to enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Yes, the finest tobaccos, blended by folks with nearly 200 years in quality tobaccos behind them. You don't need a fever chart to enjoy an Old Gold. All you need is a rich sense of pleasure to tell that this is the tastiest, the smoothest, and most fragrant cigarette you ever put between your lips. By golly, Old Golds are made first and foremost for your pleasure. And every advanced technique known to tobacco science is concentrated on making sure you get that pleasure. Yes, take care of your throat and everything else, but listen. Anytime you want to smoke for the delightful fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. And if you want to give your friends a treat instead of a treatment this Christmas, give them a carton or two of OGs, all dressed up in their new special holiday jacket.
I'm be glad that I had a clean apron for to wear. You know, I don't like for Frank Elliott for to come in here see me to wearing a wrinkled apron. Don't be very good way for to welcome a millionaire. Besides, I like for to show him what I'm doing well, too, you know. I wonder what this man wants. Yes, sir, could I get something for you, mister?
Oh, it ain't nothing important.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you'd like to take a chance on a raffle for a turkey for Christmas. It's 25 cents a chance. I only got one number left.
A turkey raffle for Christmas? Only got one number left. All right, I'll take it. Here's the 25 cents.
Thanks. Here's your number.
I hope it's a lucky number, you know. I never won nothing in my whole life. Number 67.
Oh, that's a wonderful number.
It is?
Number 67 almost won the turkey.
Yes. You say what number 67 almost won the turkey?
Yeah, number 68 won it.
Wait a minute. Number 68 won it? This is the fastest raffle I ever heard of in my life.
The raffle was held 2 days ago.
2 days ago? If the raffle was held 2 days ago, why do you sell a ticket to me now?
Because I still had one number left.
Yes, I know that you had one number left, but how could I win the turkey now if the raffle was held 2 days ago?
What's the difference when the raffle was held? You didn't have number 68, did you? You had number 67.
Right, I did.
What's the difference when you bought your ticket? Supposing you bought it a month ago, you wouldn't have won it anyway, would you?
Yeah, you're right. It wouldn't make no difference when I bought the number. You wouldn't have won it anyway.
Yeah. Number 68 won it.
Yes.
Well, thanks anyway, and better luck next time.
Let me try to figure this thing out here. The raffle was held 2 days ago, and he sold me the ticket now. I had number 67, but number 68 is won it. But even if he sold me number 67 before the raffle, then I still wouldn't have won the turkey because number 68 won it. I may be wrong, but this whole thing don't sound right to me. I don't know. He sold me number 67.
Well, it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parker Cackus. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct. Yeah. Say, look, the funniest thing has just happened to me.
Yeah.
Fellas just left. He sold me a raffle ticket for 25 cents for a Christmas turkey.
He did? Yeah. Well, I hope you win it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't win it, you see, because... couldn't win it because the raffle was held 2 days ago.
The raffle was held 2 days ago?
Yes.
Now, do you mean to tell me that you were stupid enough to pay 25 cents for a used raffle ticket?
Yes, I was.
Hey, look, buddy, you've got to be careful who you do business with. Yeah, there's a lot of cheap crooks around here. In the future, don't buy no used raffle tickets from no strangers and pay 25 cents a piece for them.
You bet your life I won't.
Yeah. Anytime you want used raffle tickets, I'll sell them you for a nickel.
You sell used raffle tickets, too?
I sell anything. What do you need?
Say, you could help me. Could you have any ideas where I could get some fresh strawberries now?
Fresh strawberries?
Yes.
Well, Brenner, strawberries, they're very hard to get now.
I know. Yes.
Big shortage of straw. Oh, well, then, look, you don't want to give them no ordinary thing like strawberries.
No?
No, you want to give them something different, something exotic.
I do?
Yeah. You know, them millionaires, they don't eat common food like you and me. You realize that, don't you?
I don't realize that. You say what, millionaires who don't eat common food?
No, of course they don't.
No?
How do you think they got all them ulcers?
You're right. I never thought of that.
Why, sure. What you want to feed a millionaire? A lot of fancy dishes.
Fancy dishes?
Yes, sir.
You know, I wouldn't know what kind of fancy dishes to feed him.
Well, don't worry about that. I can help you out.
You could.
Yes, sir. Fancy dishes is right down my boulevard.
Yes. Right down your boulevard?
Yes.
Don't you mean right down your alley?
No. We're talking about millionaires. Alleys is for bums.
Yes, you're right.
Now, look, when you want to feed a millionaire, see, got to start off with some fancy appetizers.
Appetizers?
Yeah. Or, as we say in French,
yes,
horses dovers.
Horses dovers?
After the horse's dovers comes the soup.
Yes.
Now, for soup.
Yeah.
Soup, see, you got to give them a high-class soup. You give them two kinds of chicken soup, see?
Yeah.
Chicken, come and see me.
Chicken, come and see me?
Yeah. Or else, maybe you can give them some chicken creosote gumbo.
What kind of soup is chicken creosote gumbo?
Oh, that's a powerful soup.
Sounds like the last word.
Yes. After the soup, you save the vegetables.
Vegetables?
Yeah. Now, what you should do, you see, you have one great big plate, and you desecrate it beautifully, see? All the vegetables like, spinach.
Yes.
Maybe mushrooms.
Yes.
Some aspirin goose.
Aspirin goose?
Yeah. Hey, you might try a little broccacoccoli.
Sounds good, broccacoccoli. That sounds good. How's about archidukes?
Yeah, archidukes is good, too. That's very good. Now, in the center of the plate,
yes,
just to give it a lot of color, see, you put that beautiful red fruit's got a lot of them seeds in it. You know, Pomeranian.
Pomeranian.
And now we come to the piece of assistance, or what we call the entry or the main curse.
What do you give them for the main curse?
Boiled peasant.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think Mr. Elliot is going to like boiled peasants.
No?
Besides, where could I find a peasant who'll stand still long enough for me to boil him? I don't think with all that fancy stuff that you told me, I don't think I want to make that stuff for him anyways. Thank you very much. Yes, the same. I guess I'll be able to figure out something.
Well, it's up to you, Mr. Pachycarcus. Yes. Just trying to help you out, that's all. Guess I'll be moseying along.
Yes. Say, look, Mr. Sharp, a couple, two, 3 days, Christmas will be here.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you, you know. But I'd like for to get you a little present or something.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing very much, you know. Just a little something for friendship, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. Mr. Pachycarcus, you know, you don't have to worry about getting no present for me.
Yes.
Got it with you?
No, I don't. You see, I didn't know what I could get you. I thought if you'll pardon me, I thought that maybe I could give you the money and let you for to buy something for yourself. You know what you need best.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Pachycarcus, see, ordinarily, I would be very insulted if anybody ever offered me money.
I know that, yes.
In your case, I'll be very glad to make an exception and take the cans.
Well, that is very nice of you, and I appreciate it, but you're making an exception.
That's okay. Glad to help you out during the season of Yuletide.
Season of Yuletide. Yes, you know, I like that word, Yuletide.
Yeah.
Sounds so old-fashioned. Uh-huh. You know, I like everything when it's old-fashioned.
You do.
I guess, Mr. Shepard, I'm just an old-fashioned fellow.
You are, eh?
Yes.
Well, so am I, yes, sir. I'm old-fashioned, too.
Are you old-fashioned,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Well, look, that could be your Christmas present. Here's 50 cents. Go get yourself an old-fashioned.
Okay. Thank you very much, and a Merry Christmas, Mr. Parker.
And thank you, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates' clarinet and his orchestra playing Christmas Night in Harlem. Anybody kid you. No cigarette can give you a throat treatment in spite of all the talk about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation. Listen, there are no throat treatments in a pack of Old Golds, just 20 smooth, delicious, and fragrant cigarettes. That's all you find. So try, just try an Old Gold cigarette and enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Enjoy the miracle of taste and flavor so characteristic of Old Golds. Enjoy the luxury of smooth, mellow smoke rolling deliciously over your tongue. Try, just try an Old Gold. Then you'll know why we've been saying if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Gold. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
I wonder what has happened to my friend Frank Elliott. Don't be here yet. He's phoned me early this afternoon while he arrived in Glendale. Said what he was just taking the bus ride over to Los Angeles. Francis only takes about 5 or 6 hours. It's almost midnight now. I hope what nothing has happened to him. Oh, here he comes now. Frank!
Parky!
Oh, my, I didn't see you in 17 years. Glad to look in your face again, Frank. I mean, Mr. Elliott. Yes, sir, I couldn't call you Frank now because you're a millionaire. Huh?
No, it's still Frank Park.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 17 years. It's good to see you again. Let me look at you. No, you haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, you didn't change a bit either, Frank. Of course, I guess what you put on, 30, 40 pounds.
Yeah. I haven't as much hair as I used to have.
Yeah, and you wear glasses now.
Yeah, now I haven't any of my own teeth left, and I guess I'm a little round-shouldered, too.
Yeah, Frank, you haven't changed a bit.
Now, tell me about yourself, Parky. What have you been doing? So you've enlarged the restaurant here.
Oh, yes. We're bigger than we were 17 years ago. Within two more tables.
Hey, knock out the little room in the back.
Yeah, I didn't need all that space for our clothes closet. But say, I've been hearing some nice things about you, Mr. Elliot. I mean, Frank. I heard that you made a couple million dollars. I really did, yeah. Not like when you used to be with me, huh?
Parky, I did make $2 million. But I've lost every penny of it.
Yes. You lost it?
Parky, I arrived in Los Angeles today with 25 cents in my pocket, and that's all the money I have in this world.
Oh, Frank, I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm not sorry.
You're not? You lost $2 million and you're not sorry?
No. Hmm? I'm just starting to be happy again.
You're happy?
Hmm?
Say, Frank, you feel all right? I mean, are you sure that Glendale boss didn't shake you up too much?
Well, I feel wonderful, Parky. Yes. I haven't felt as good as this in years. Yeah, I had $2 million, but let me tell you something, Parky.
Yes.
That $2 million gave me a very big headache.
Gave you a headache, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You can buy an awful lot of aspirin tablets for $2 million.
But, Parky, having a lot of money was worse than a headache.
Yes.
It was a sickness. Believe me, $2 million can be a disease.
You know something? I'd like to have that kind of a disease start to break out all over me now.
Now, Parky, all the time I had that money, I never had a moment's peace.
Yes.
I couldn't sleep at night worrying about my taxes, my investments. Well, I got so confused, I worried myself out of all my money. I lost every cent.
Oh.
Now it's wonderful. I feel great.
You do?
Sure. I've got a care in the world. For the first time in years, I'm free, Parky.
Say, Frank, I couldn't make up my mind if you're very sensible or you're just plain nuts.
No, Parky, I'm not nuts.
No.
You know why I came back here today to spend Christmas with you?
No, I was wondering why all of a sudden after 17 years you should come back just to spend Christmas with me.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Yes?
The happiest days of my life were when I was your partner here in this little restaurant.
Yes?
Remember how we used to struggle trying to make both ends meet?
I sure do. Oh, Frank, those were tough days.
Mm. No, those were wonderful days, Parky.
Yeah?
The way we worked 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, never had any money. Gee, it was wonderful.
It was?
Sure. And that's why I came back today. I wanted to have a taste of that happiness again.
Well, you're sure welcome, Frank, and I'm certainly glad for to see you. Say, you know something?
What?
I hope that you'll pardon you for me saying this, but I'm kind of glad that you lost all your money. You know, I was kind of worried when I heard that you was coming. I mean, I don't know how to act with millionaires, you know. I feel more comfortable with someone who's like me, who's don't got no millions. Now at Christmas, we could both sit down together, have an all-time dinner like we used for to have, huh? That'll be good, Frank.
Sure, it'll be good. You and I'll have a delicious Christmas dinner. We'll just roast a big turkey.
That's what we'll do. We'll roast a turkey, yes. Say, that would have been a good idea, you know, but I only wish what you would have let me know a couple days before what you was coming. Tell you the truth, Frank, I didn't buy no turkey for Christmas, you know. And so late now, I don't know where I could get one.
Oh, don't worry about it, Parky. I have a hunch that I'll have a turkey for you.
Yeah, how are you going to buy a turkey? You said that you arrived in Los Angeles with only 25 cents in your pocket.
Yeah, and maybe 25 cents is all that turkey's going to cost me, Parky.
Yes.
You see, just as I was walking into your restaurant tonight, a fella outside sold me a raffle ticket.
A raffle ticket? Oh, for heaven's sake. Friends, there are only 3 more days to buy and use Christmas seals. So let us make these last 3 days the biggest days of all in the great fight against tuberculosis. Good night and a Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, and Elliot Lewis. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Park Your Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.